This is crazy talk.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back as we continue the nowhere close to comprehensive history of Ohio rock and roll. It's 1977, and Avon's Paul Pope and Tim Cole and the rest of Moki Cole released their one and only self-titled LP on the New York-based Janus label. Already veterans of the local scene by the time of its release, the album failed to garner much attention outside of Northeast Ohio. It was a decent album, although in retrospect, a bit synth-heavy. But what wasn't in 1977? Some have suggested the reason the LP didn't prove successful was that Janus was putting more effort in promoting others on the label, ignoring Moki Cole. But quite frankly, it wasn't that strong of an offering. Not that I didn't have my favorite, one that I would have chosen for the single, Everything's Gonna Be Alright, but Janus chose the lead-off track, Sugar Boogie, to introduce the band to the music world. Here's both, Sugar Boogie and Everything's Gonna Be Alright, the latter being, in my opinion, the better choice for the 7-inch. Yeah, I know, everyone's a critic.
We'll be right back.
everyone.
Getting pretty, for your daddy. He'll deliver you right in his caddy.
Of the clock is a making you rock. Things that you did and the things that you didn't, and the spinning of your head is a making you dead. With the pack, but the sun's gonna shine in a matter of time. When you paint your dues with your rhythm and blues, gonna rock, gonna roll, gonna give them your soul.
The end of this highly theatrical band came 2 years later in 1979, when they probably ran out of dry ice, with Paul Pope being the only band member to release Vinyl, a solo LP taped in Elyria at Yogi Recording in 1982, titled The First. Here's the single, I Can't Stand It, and the opening track, I Kill Myself.
There was once you.
Your regressions to your flaws. I can't
1988 saw Paul teaming up with Robbie Rist in the band The Tower of Light Beer Rhythm Section, where they released an album titled Here. Robbie is best known as Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch, voicing Michelangelo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, and producing, for one of my favorite bands, the Rubinoos, their Automatic Toaster LP, a record where he also played the drums. This collaboration produced the single Life After Stacy, found on the Burbank label.
Is it life after love with Stacy?
Paul's 2001 LP Lone Shoe was, for the most part, forgettable, with the high points being a good cover of Alex Harvey's Midnight Moses and a couple of Mulkey Cole cuts he still keeps in his live show, one of which, Winter, we'll hear.
There's a girl in this world who don't treat me like I'm squirrel. I've got the guts 'cause I'm not enough to keep on top.
And as Sammy once said, you know, you cats, man, you're unbelievable, babe. And I mean that totally.
Don Chris of Don Chris and the Vets and the Don Chris Entourage has been described by some as being post-Raspberries pop, along with sounding a bit like, at times, Ray Davies of the Kinks. His first single for Carrot Records from 1977 was a Christmas single, It's Christmas, followed by an EP, Too Much Traffic. Traffic featured, along with Chris, a soon-to-be Euclid Beach bander, Rich Rising, and Michael Stanley Band sax ace, Rick Bell. Recorded at After Dark and engineered by Kirk Yatto. The next single, Don't Tell Me, also featured Rich Rising, but this time in a production role. The record was recorded at Agency. Here's both.
You may you know that it's no good. Too much traffic.
Straight out of Ohio, here in the Vinyl Garage.
Don't tell me.
Chris's only long player was released in 1983, titled Here's to You. The leadoff track was a recycled Don't Tell Me, as was Vanessa, a cut originally found on the B-side to the Too Much Traffic EP. But the rest were new. The standouts were, in my not-so-humble opinion, Let's Do Something Tonight and Where's the Fire?
Tired of the TV, tired of the same old shows. The news is so depressing and the rest was meant for 12-year-olds. Let's try some rock and roll. Turn on the radio. Look around the dials, everything sounds the same.
Ohio hit the big time in 1978 with the debut LP of a band that, at the time, was considered new wave, The Cars. Although the band was from Boston, the major players, Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr, were from Cleveland. Ocasek, moving there when he was 16, graduated from Maple Heights High School, and Orr, born in Lakewood, graduated Valley Forge High in Parma Heights. Orr, actually Orr Zachowski, or Benny 11 Letters, joined the local band The Grasshoppers in 1964 after the previous lead singer, guitarist Dante Rossi, left for the Baskerville Hounds. The Grasshoppers would release two singles on the local Sunburst label and become the house band on WEWS Channel 5's Big 5 show. Here's the first single, Mod Sox, a record that Warner Brothers would reissue nationally. A cut very reminiscent, and that's a kind way of saying ripoff, of the 1958 Royal Teens record Short Shorts. And its follow-up, an Orr composition, Pink Champagne.
Ah!
Okasikan Orr played in various bands in and around the Columbus area before relocating to the East Coast and Boston, where they formed the folk country rock band Milkwood in 1973. Milkwood made one LP for the Paramount label, How's the Weather, a record that no one noticed at the time. From that LP, the leadoff cut, With You, With Me, a song sounding more like Crosby, Stills, and Nash than the Cars.
And I ask you one more time, if you find me in your mind in the morning, when you wake up from your dancing sleep, making the things in life seem so discreet. Will I go? Will you stay? Will you come along? 'Cause I'll be gone for a mighty long day. Did you know what I could see? Did you feel what we could be? With you, with me. Seems a spring ago was yesterday, when we were taking all we could unweave. Will I go? Will you stay? Will you come along? 'Cause I'll be gone for a mighty long day. The nights will come to pass without a glass like destiny, while days cling to dripping sunshine, shadows of the memories. Seasons pass like centuries, for life's an endless climb. So I ask you one more time, if you find me in your mind in the morning, when you wake up from your dancing sleep, making the things in life seem so discreet. Will I go? Will you stay? Will you come along? 'Cause I'll be gone for a mighty long day. And I ask you one more time.
Thanks to a 9-song demo the newly formed Cars recorded in 1977, feeding the radio stations throughout New England with the song Just What I Needed, the band was signed to Elektra, which in turn begat their self-titled debut release. The record got heavy airplay, this time nearly everywhere, producing 3 singles, all of which landed inside the top 50, along with multiple album tracks becoming radio favorites. Of the 9 cuts on the LP, Benny Orr was featured as lead singer on 4, Okasik the other 5. Benny passed away of pancreatic cancer in October of 2000 and is interred in St. Patrick's Cemetery in Thompson, Ohio. Here's his iconic vocal, Moving in Stereo.
Life's the same, moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside. Problems.
Cars drummer David Robinson is the only alum not to release a solo project. And of the remaining, only Orrin Ocasek managed to be noticed at all in the charts. One each, number 15 and number 24 respectively. Ocasek's Emotions in Motion and Orr's Stay the Night, both LPs, were from 1986.
Come.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, 0 to 9, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8